going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Give us a hint, offense or defense.
What's going on? How are you guys?
Good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing amazing right now. Doing amazing.
Caught me off guard there. The Bills are making another selection here. But Jackson, congratulations. What was your reaction when you were picked by the Bills?
I could not stop nodding my head. Like I was on that phone, yes, sir. Yes, sir, coach. Yes, sir. I still can't really stop nodding my head. I'm just excited, man. I'm excited.
The report on you is you're one of the best blocking tight ends in the league. Beyond that, what do you offer?
A lot of stuff in the quick game, a lot of stuff out in the perimeter, anything that the coach wants me to do.
What makes you so good in that role as a blocking tight end? What do you think it takes to become a top-level player in that regard?
I think you just got to be comfortable, sticking your face in there. You know, you can't blink. You know, my mentality is my eyes are like the lasers, man, and I'm just staring down my target, and then I'm not satisfied until I'm moving them.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Jackson. Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
What's up? Thank you.
Tell us, what has this weekend been like for you? Where have you been watching? Who was with you when you got the call?
It's been fun. You know, yesterday, I was kind of all over the place. I was at my little brother's lacrosse game, you know, just kind of patiently waiting. And then today I've just been at home, you know, with family, had a couple friends over. It's been mostly quiet, though. It's been good.
What were your conversations, meetings with the Bills leading up to all this?
Yeah, I loved them. It was nothing but just positivity in that building. And, you know, I kind of looked at my notes after all my visits and stuff. And I felt confident if they chose me, I was just going to be just enthusiastic because it's an awesome building.
You've described blocking so far with lasers coming out of your eyes. I think you said it was punishing at the combine. What is it about your approach to blocking that makes it so this?
It's just fun. I think that, I don't know, the violent part of football just really excites me, you know? It really should excite everyone that's playing. But for me especially, there's no better feeling than when you're moving someone and, you know, you see the little running back just run right past you and get yards. It's a great feeling.
Awesome. Congrats. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Hi, Jackson. Tyler Dunn with Go Long.
What's up, man?
Your tight end influences growing up?
Tight end influences? Just watched a ton of Baltimore Ravens film. Mark Andrews does a really good job. You know, Isaiah Likely. Yeah, just a lot of Baltimore Ravens.
And you mentioned just loving the violence of the sport. When did that kind of click in for you? When did you really?
Yeah, I think it really started in high school. You know, I grew up and we ran a triple option and I was a lot skinnier back then. So I was split out wide playing receiver and, you know, I was asked to crack block the safety a lot. And I started getting pretty good at that. And it, you know, it started exciting me.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jackson. Congratulations, first of all. When you were looking at some film of the Bills' offense and any meetings that you had with them, they obviously run a lot of, jumbo extra offensive line packages. What did you make of the way that they operate in that package and maybe the excitement of how you might potentially fit into something like that?
To be honest, we didn't watch a whole lot of Bills film out on my meeting. But from the film that I've seen in like the games and stuff and what I've been watching, like I'm excited. We obviously ran a ton of 12 at Tech, so just really looking forward to those jumbo packages, man.
If you look at this wide or this tight end room, Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox has been around for many years. Where's the excitement level at joining a room with established veterans already there?
I'm totally excited. I'm really excited. I come in and I see myself as a true Y and see myself being able to contribute and kind of just being like, bread and butter to those guys. Everyone offers a unique role, and I think that I can fit in really well with what I do well.
Thoughts on your new starting quarterback?
Love it. Love it, man. Love it.
Awesome. Thanks, Jackson.
Yes, sir.
There we go. How's that, guys? Sorry about that. Had my mic on mute.
What's up,
Jackson, you
man?
got.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, Sal Capaccio here, WGR Radio in Buffalo. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So an economics degree from Yale. You don't see a lot of guys come into the NFL like that. Tell us about your journey through the Ivy League and being at that stage of your life where you've already kind of completed that part of it and now transitioning to the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, just the school portion of it, I grew up in, went to like this public schooling system in Salt Lake, and then that private school Ivy League education and being an economics major really shocked me. I kind of learned quick that like I had to approach tests a totally different way, but I think that that really helped me with just how I study, the game as well, preparing for like games on Saturday and whatnot. So, yeah, and kind of looked at my last year at Georgia Tech as an opportunity to raise my draft stock and had an extra year of eligibility and, felt like it went really well. Here I am today.
Where are you right now? And what was your experience like through the last couple of days and especially today?
I'm just excited, man. I'm so grateful. The past couple of days, it hasn't been a whole lot of emotions for me. I think that I've just been kind of patiently waiting, just really steady and calm for, today, or yesterday, whatever it was going to be. And, it happened to be today. And this is just a great opportunity. I'm excited. Like my emotions, it's like shaking up like a soda can and just like, and just undoing it. So yeah, I'm excited, man.
Are you in Salt Lake right now?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
sir.
Your family, who are you watching the draft with?
Just been with the fam, had a couple friends over as well.
Okay, and then finally, I read a quote that you even said that the NFL has changed a lot over the years with how blocking tight ends, they've kind of gone away from that. Is that cool
Yes.
kind of to be thought of a little bit as a bit of a throwback, a little bit of a unique kind of guy these days?
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I mean, obviously, I do what I do, and you know, I do what, you know, excels my game. And I hear a lot from coaches about, you know, how like, hey man, like this is something that's needed right now, and I take a lot of passion in what I do, so it makes me really happy.
All right, man. Congratulations. We'll see you up here.
Thank you.
Yep. Jackson, Mookie Hawkins, Wolf of Sports 1080. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, man, just talk about what really excites you the most, really, about this new beginning.
What was that? Sorry, I couldn't really hear.
What is exciting you the most about this new beginning now that you've been drafted?
I think that, like, you know, I've been asked that question a good bit, and I think just, like, the most exciting thing is, like, the new chapter, you know what I mean? And it's, like, something that I got, like, when I first started playing high school football, or when I first got to Yale, or when I first got to Georgia Tech. Like, I think that, like, turning the page on a new chapter, like, is the exciting thing. I can't really pick, like, one thing, really, that sticks out to me, but just, like, all of it, man, all of it.
What is it like, man, you know, an opportunity to play for a contender?
It's nuts. It's nuts. Really grateful. You know, the Bills, like, they're competing for that thing every single year, and I feel like I can bring something to the team that's just going to help continue to elevate the team.
Now, what was it like, you know, watching the Bills, you know, on TV, in the college life, and then getting an opportunity to play with them?
It's just going to be unreal, man. It's I can't even, like, put into words right now or, like, formulate anything cool, because it's just – I still got the emotions going and everything, you know what I mean? I'm just so excited to do this, man. I'm so excited, and I'm so, you know, just grateful. I can't reiterate enough, like, how grateful I am for the Bills for giving me this chance.
Absolutely, Jackson. See you soon, man. Congrats once again.
Appreciate you, Mookie.
Okay, Jackson, thanks for doing this. Mark Vaughn from the Buffalo News. You know, we talked to you at the Combine, how, you know, proving yourself in the ACC helped your draft stock and everything. Just looking back, what do you think playing just as a football player, what did your experience at Yale do for you?
I think that really, like, as a football player, it, like, started, you know, like, gave me the opportunity to see, like, all the other gears and things that are necessary in the off season to kind of become a complete player, whether that's, like, nutrition, stretching, film study, getting in the weight room. So kind of all those other elements coming together that I didn't really, like, prioritize as much in high school, I think that, you know, was something that Yale kind of helped me do.
Okay. And then, you know, I mean, obviously there's a lot of other targets at Georgia Tech. It's not like you got a lot of targets, or there was other focuses of the offense. Do you think what do you think of yourself as a receiver? Do you think you could maybe surprise some people with your hands or receiving ability when you come in?
Totally. I think that, like, I can, you know, I can big body guys, and, you know, I'm a guy that, you know, I think that I have a lot to show. But, you know, I'm humble, and, you know, I'm going to do what's asked for me in the offense as well.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, Jackson. Congrats again. And we look forward to seeing you up here.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you all.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond.
So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.